This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Final day for Abe and Bo. Andy and Randy back on Monday. Masters just down the road at Augusta National.
Are you an AC/DC fan?
I like a number of their songs. I don't know if I'd call myself a fan. Like,
this is an album right here, Back in Black. I'm going to listen to the whole album right all the way through. I'm an AC/DC guy.
I like a lot of the music from that era, but I'm not going to know anything that like wasn't a single or a hit or something top 20 Billboard.
Pretty
whatever.
Much that entire album.
I agree. Other
than maybe, I don't think Give a Dog a Bone was necessarily released as a single, but that's on Back in Black. But that almost,
yeah,
like four songs off that album, and I think it only had like eight were released or played regularly on the radio. Am I not wrong, Bo? Because
that sounds about right.
Noise Pollution's on that. Have a Drink on Me. Back in Black. What's the there's another song that's very popular. It's off that too, and I can't think of it now. But there's like four or five that were released off Back in Black.
Not off of Back in Black, but I have instructed our music player during softball, the music player marm that plays all the walk up music, because we have that these days. As soon as we
I think I randomly went to high school.
You
with.
Did.
Yeah.
You did. Shout out to Lisa Lancaster there for listening. Cultivation Brewery, go visit it. Great place. So as soon as we hit the plate with the umpire meeting and the other head coach from the other team, we get thunderstruck. And that's my pregame hype myself.
I love thunderstruck.
Music. Yeah.
Dude,
the ultimate build up hype song in my eyes.
That was the first album with Brian Johnson with them. Hell's Bells. You Shook Me All Night Long. That was one I couldn't think of.
There you go.
Shoot the Thrill.
Yep.
Back in Black.
Yeah, see, I know all these.
Have a Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. All those.
Yeah, great album.
And What You Do for Money, Honey, and Let Me Put My Love Into You, and Giving the Dog a Bone, who I mentioned earlier. Those are also on there. That was like an eight. Let's see. That was eight songs. No. And Rock and Roll Noise Pollution. All those were on there. That's freaking phenomenal.
I'm sure Take all those songs were top 100. I'd be curious as to how many of those songs were like top 10 on Billboard.
Gonna get to the NFL No Huddle in just a moment, but
I'm gonna find out.
There's the Masters, Daytona, at least for me, and there's a couple of other sporting events that I just the ability to enjoy the event with not having like a massive rooting interest when it's a daytime event on a weekend. Like the day drinking ability during Daytona, during the Masters, Saturday or Sunday, when again you're not stressed. Like you and I really, I think we both kind of stressed out Monday night's title game. There is an enjoyment of it, but it's not a relaxed enjoyment.
Didn't have an ounce.
I'm not talking about drinking. But
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was stressed. I was. I didn't have. I couldn't relax.
For the Masters, at least for me, I'm just sitting there enjoying the action. Same thing with Daytona. You probably have more of a rooting interest than I do necessarily. I just enjoy watching the race. There's nothing better for me than like a big sporting event during a weekend day where you can just sit back in a Champions League final.
Yeah,
there's something about the daytime weekend. Just sit with a drink on the couch and just enjoy the action. You're not stressed about how the results come.
Do you have a favorite golfer?
No, not particularly.
So Ricky Fowler is one of my favorite golfers, and
where's he at?
Well, yeah,
I know, I'm kidding.
But when he was really hammering it and really playing well, he had there was a couple of majors that I was stressed about. The last time I was stressed at watching a Masters was when we had a pretty good pool going, and Matsuyama won. He actually won that tournament 10 under, but he was one over for the day. And he pulled a couple of shots out that finished it off that were phenomenal. That was the last time I was stressed about a Masters tournament. But to your point, for the most part, it is one of the phenomenal, just sit back, relax, just like,
and just kind of on. You got people at the house, you got chips and dip set up, and you're just kind of, it's on. It's maybe not like the most important, but you're tuning in every couple of moments when important shots are being hit.
Do you guys do Masters parties?
No.
We do in our neighborhood. We have a lot of fun. Didn't think I was going to get to go to this year, but as it's looking, I might get to go tomorrow for a little bit. And for your, for you guys, we're asked, they only released 4 songs from Back in Black. It was You Shook Me All Night Long, Hell's Bells, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution, and Back in Black. Were the only 4 songs they actually released as singles.
Right.
The rest of them are just played on the radio because they're awesome.
Killers.
Bangers. So I know that's different than, you know.
Yeah.
But.
All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's hit the gridiron, the NFL, no huddle. All right, so Isaiah Bond, you sent this text out to the group yesterday. turns himself in on an outstanding warrant related to sexual assault allegations.
Rough.
And it's going to obviously play its course out legally, but for Bond, the timeline is important and probably not ideal. We've seen this happen before. Pre-draft issues can tank guys' stocks. It just feels like they're not going to have a resolution on this, and teams are probably going to potentially take him off their board because of it.
Yeah, I know I joked around the other day and said, hey, when the Falcons take him at 15, this was obviously before this news, I really don't think he's a first-round guy anyways.
But he may not be a second-round guy now.
Well, that's where I'm getting to.
Yeah.
I think he was late to maybe early third. He could fall very far now.
Right.
He did put out a thing saying, hey, look, reserve judgment. Let's let you know. And I understand. And it's tough in these situations to reserve judgment. But I think it is a little bit fair to say, let's see some things play out. Problem is, the draft is, what, 13 days away? There's not a lot of time to kind of reserve judgment.
These are not easy to figure out. They don't always get done fast.
Here's the thing for me, though. This should not be a surprise to NFL teams that were interested in him, because this was pending where he turned himself in, from what I read, on a warrant that was already out there.
Outstanding warrant. Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. If NFL teams are serious about drafting him and they did their due diligence, which I would hope that my NFL team would do, the Falcons would do, then they already knew.
I guess for those teams that didn't do their due diligence, it might have a bigger impact than those that did.
How about this? There might be some teams that didn't have him on their boards for a couple of reasons, like where they thought he would go, where it ranks in their needs.
Back in play now.
Where he's at on their best player available thing. And now they might say, well, let's go back, do another dive on him.
Take a chance if he's still here at
this
point.
On the field, look it off the field, and now if he is there in the fifth round, he would be our best player available.
Okay.
And maybe they take him.
Deshaun Watson had some comments about his comeback and how he's channeling the haters.
You know, the performance comes when, you know, your back is against the wall. It comes better because you kind of got to really lock in. You know, you don't have anything pretty much to lose. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. You know, everyone's doubting me. You know, everyone don't believe in me. Everyone don't think that I can get back to where I was. But I know and I believe the work that I put in, what I believe in myself, the peace that I've been, you know, channeling these last couple months, I know I'm going to be way better than before.
Back and way better than before, Deshaun Watson.
I have questions. First off, why is he out of breath? Second off, how does he have a track playing underneath it? Was this on a podcast? If so, why is he out of breath? And, okay, that's cool, man, but you haven't been good for years. And you can't stay healthy. You tore your Achilles. You get surgery. You post pictures out, like, hiking with your girlfriend, allegedly, or so it seems. And now you've torn your Achilles again.
Well, here's my other question. Who is he going to be back and better than before with?
Or when?
The Browns are not interested in him returning. Like, it just, I don't know. A lot of people think that we've seen the last of him as an NFL starter, and I'd probably count me among them, if we're going
to
be honest.
It's kind of hard to argue that, but do you agree with the fact that you don't expect to see him before 2026? If he's ever back.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there.
Out this coming season.
So,
sure.
Look, I don't wish any ill fate towards him. I'm just not a believer in anything he's throwing out there right now.
Rams receiver Puka Nacua, who has previously stated that he would like to retire at age 30, has now come out and said he'd like to play pro basketball overseas when his NFL career ends. A wideout is listed at 6'1". Real quick, just a little bit of nice awareness to, like, I'm not playing in the NBA, so I'll go overseas. Like, I can appreciate a little bit of understanding of the talent and skill level.
Okay,
here.
Let's assume that
Even that may be much.
I like what you're saying because you're right. I liked it too. But let's just play devil's advocate.
Go with the big three, bro.
Okay, you're still going to have wear and tear in your body. I know it's different than NFL. I know it. But you're going to go try to play pro basketball when you could be probably, if you continue on the pace you're at, you could be probably the highest paid. You could be making like $55 million a year at that point.
Right.
Because he's what, 24, 25? So that's like 5 years. I mean, Jamar Chase is making 40.
Turkish Superliga plays nice money.
It doesn't pay $50 million a year, nice.
I'll be honest. I've watched some Turkish basketball games. He probably could play in that league. They're terrible.
Well, and then they're not paying you $50 million a year. Why would you not play a couple more years and make $50 million a year over there going and playing? Dude, you know what?
Follow Dwight Howard to Taiwan.
Do whatever you want, man. You're Puka. You're going to have good money at this next contract. You might have a ring.
I just found it good for you. I'm kind of in line with you. Like, if you're going to retire at age 30, which I can respect that decision, I assumed it would be because he wants to stay healthy and spend more time with his family and enjoy his younger years.
And I thought that's what he said.
Not where you go overseas and are away from everyone and doing that.
Am I wrong? Is he not the guy that said he wonders about what it would be like to spend time with his kids and all that kind of stuff? Like, I thought he said that.
Join a local pro-am league, man.
I don't know.
Big three will take you.
Build a basketball court in your house and have all
your... He probably already has a basketball court in his house.
Your best... I don't know.
If he thinks he's good enough to play overseas...
He's not making that. He's about to enter his third year of a rookie deal.
Yeah, he will.
And he was a late draft pick, so...
he will have that money, but he doesn't yet.
Yeah, he doesn't have it yet.
I just found that funny. All right, we're going to talk more football. Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game Falcons beat reporter, joining us on the other side. It's Abe Gordon-Bosk with Billy Morgan. Hanging out with you till 2 on Happy Hour Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back in. 92.9 The Game. Midday show. Andy and Randy. Going to be back with you all Monday. Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan filling in for you until then. Going to get to Joe Patrick in just a moment. Quick look at the Masters scoreboard, though. Justin Rose has picked up another shot. 2 under for the day through 12. He's now to 9 under at the Masters. Bryson DeChambeau alone in second. Sung J.M. alone in third. And a number of guys that haven't teed off yet. Corey Conner, Scottie Scheffler, both a 4 under. Ludvig Åberg dropped a couple shots. He's back to 3 under. He was right up there. So going to be interesting to see how things play out over the rest of the afternoon. You were saying Rory just seems to be close but not quite there. Is
he's
that
leaving
what you're
a lot of putts short. He just left a birdie putt short. I mean, it just feels like he's
done not, at this point. But
he's not done at this point.
You think he still make a charge?
Dude, he's 8 holes into his second round. Yeah, he could still make a charge.
Okay.
I mean, Justin Rose could fall apart on Saturday and Sunday.
Seen it before.
So yeah, we'll know who has a legitimate chance Saturday afternoon. That's when we'll start trying to figure this.
Yeah.
Everything will be kind of figuring itself out then.
Well, we're always going to keep an eye on the Masters here. That's what we're doing. It is Masters week. Also planning for the NFL draft because it is coming. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Join us starting April 24th, 7 p.m. Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, they're going to take you through the first round of the draft live from the Benz. And they're going to be there at the Benz. Stay with us all weekend for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. The NFL draft starting on April 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And here to talk a little bit of NFL draft, certainly with a Falcons focus, Falcons slant, is 92.9 The Game Atlanta Falcons beat reporter Joe Patrick.
In 1 quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds. To the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Joe Patrick out on the WadeFord.com hotline. Joe, I know you've been doing our headlines this morning. You're certainly aware of the news in Cleveland. Joe Flacco joining the Browns. And Cleveland was kind of one of the commonplace picks for Kirk Cousins to end up. And so with them, let's just start here. Are they officially off the table in any pursuit of Kirk Cousins? And then if so, who is actually left on the table at the present moment, not presuming any training camp injuries or anything that can happen down the road?
Yeah, I do think that he's off the table for the Browns. I mean, when you look at this particular quarterback that they've signed in Joe Flacco, he's obviously somebody that has great affinity with that fan base, kind of leading them to the playoffs a couple of years ago. And so that, to me, like, it's just very hard to imagine them having signed a quarterback to any kind of deal and then also going to add another quarterback, especially a quarterback that we now well know has issues with organizations that don't have or that might have some sort of kind of competition or not a clear kind of hierarchy there at that position that he wants to be on top of. So I think the Browns are out of contention. I'm sure that the Falcons are, you know, not thrilled by that news that they saw come across, but, you know, I don't think that they're going to be all that perturbed by it, because I think that this, again, to kind of, I'm kind of rehashing something, A, before I get to your question, but, you know, it's just one of those things where I think every Falcons fan is expecting, it kind of thinks about the Falcons like they're holding a live grenade with Kirk Cousins here and that they've got to get rid, but I just really don't think that they think about the situation like that. I think they kind of think about it like the worst has already happened as regards to, you know, holding a live grenade or something like that. And if we can get, you know, if we can get rid of him, we obviously, you know, that's in our best interest at this point, most likely. But it's got to be in our best interest, meaning that they have to get something for it that is going to kind of cover their situation at the backup quarterback spot, which is not a valueless position in the NFL. And so I think the Falcons, you know, they'll just continue the course and see who comes along. And to that point, you know, there's a couple teams. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think, are the most obvious team that's just, like, without a quarterback right now. I think that when you look at Kirk Cousins, theoretically he can do the kinds of things. Like, he's shown in his career he can do the kinds of things that Arthur Smith, I think, would want. Maybe outside of really having the arm strength to really push the ball downfield for some of those shot plays. But overall, just in terms of utilizing play action and throwing over the middle on time within the structure of the plays, I think that's what Arthur Smith prefers in a quarterback, and I think that that's what Kirk Cousins can ideally do. But last year we didn't see him doing, I think, probably because of, you know, the situation he was feeling either with his Achilles or his ankle, is the way that he describes it, not able to do some of that play-action stuff, especially in the Arthur Smith-style play-action where you're running that out that wide zone and running play-action off of that and kind of bootlegging out of that. So, but I still think that they're a good spot for him to land. And then there's this one that I just cannot get out of my head. And it feels unlikely because you never see these situations really happen, especially in the NFL, but the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, they're a team that, you know, they've been flirting around with Aaron Rodgers a little bit. Obviously, the Steelers have as well, and that's going to be another domino that will eventually drop at some point. But it just feels like they're a team that's maybe not totally confident with J.J. McCarthy, considering they haven't really been able to see him play within, like, the context of a full-speed NFL rep. And he came into the draft as being a guy who was going to be a more of a developmental type of player that was drafted in that first round. And so, you know, going back to a familiar coaching staff, a scheme that he would know, you know, familiar surroundings, I'm sure personal life would be great there. All that makes sense. It's just a matter of whether one Kirk would want to go to that situation again with a rookie quarterback that they're invested in, just like the Falcons were here. And then also just kind of, you know, the feeling of kind of like going back to a place that you just left cannot be sometimes the most comfortable thing. But those are the two that I'm really looking out for at this point.
Yeah, and I to your point, Joe, I just don't think that they're going to give up anything. And I agree with you 100% about, look, we refuse to believe what we're told over and over again. It's like, hey, we're good. If we trade him, we trade him. If we don't, we don't. We're good. Hey, if put your GM hat on, you know, who's – because I've had like seven different players in this this draft timeline that have now been my favorite player, which is the equivalent to being the best player available on a team's board. Who's number one on Joe Patrick's board?
Well, for me, amongst like the realistic options that could potentially reach the Falcons at 15, for me, it's Mike Green. I think he's the most just dynamic, like kind of classic, like get after the quarterback style pass rusher that's out there outside of Abdul Carter. The question I have with Mike Green is more kind of scheme related, as like how he would fit in Ulbrich's defense alongside of an Arnold Ebukadi, because those two players are kind of a very similar profile. And so, but I think just as a player, as a talent, he's the one I would want the most. I do kind of think, though, that he's going to be gone. He's not being really mocked as being gone in a lot of these selections, but I could totally see, just based on the traits that he has, him going much earlier, because it seems like the reason why he's falling in some of these mock drafts is some of the, you know, the off-field stuff. We've heard of these, you know, couple incidents that he's had, and, you know, how much teams actually know about that, how much, you know, could that come, you know, back into play at some point in his career. And I just think that there's going to be probably some teams out there who kind of, you know, are firm in saying that it's not going to be an issue for them, and therefore he's going to be one of the most talented players. So for me, he's that guy, Bo. And in general, I'm still, like, you know, of the opinion that they need to take an edge rusher in this first round, especially at the 15th pick. I think things get more interesting if they were to trade out of that and you get down into, like, maybe like the early 20s, you know, moving down 7 or 8 spots, something like that. That's where I think things would open up considerably in terms of who would the Falcons actually go for there. Because if that happens, and let's say that Mike Green comes off the board, maybe with, you know, a couple of these other top pass rushers, would they potentially go with a right tackle at that position? I mean, that's kind of heated up this past week with them kind of getting some private workouts or meetings with some of these guys. We've heard from Kelvin Banks the week prior and then Josh Connerly this week. Makes sense to me that a team that's, you know, got a, you know, young quarterback would want to protect their blind side. We see teams do that all the time when they, you know, draft a quarterback. If they don't have that blind side protected, they address that as quickly as possible. Not that Caleb McGarry hasn't been bad, and I think that his pass protection has generally been kind of he's been kind of cast asunder, I should say, as a pass protector. I think he just gets beat by pretty badly by certain types of pass rushers.
Having said that, speed rushers, Joe.
Again, if you don't address that and a speed rusher blows by him and hits Penix in his blind side and potentially, you know, God forbid, you know, keeps him out, injures him, that is the kind of thing that could end the GM's tenure and potentially even the head coach's. So for as much as people kind of don't want to see that address and, you know, think that, well, we can wait on this because we've got some other needs, you know, I think that that's not how a GM and a head coach would see that. So I think that that's very much in play. But I have a hard time seeing them actually drafting that player at 15. I think they would need to trade down and acquire more picks in order for them to do that, and that with that first pick they've got.
Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game, Falcons beat reporter on the waitfor.com hotline. We got about 90 seconds, 1 minute, Joe. So final question from us. Justin Simmons joined Kay Adams earlier this week and absolutely did not close the door on a return to Atlanta. How fascinated are you by that potential, and what are some of the factors that might slow that down, money or fit or whatever else you think of?
You know, I think it kind of is money more than fit. I think actually the fit would be all right. I think he's a smart kind of split field safety, which I think is what Ulbrich's going to use quite a bit. And I think that, you know, if he does come back, I don't know if it's necessarily to be a locked-in starter every game. Maybe he would be from the beginning of the season, but I think that he would be a profile player that the Falcons could use. And, you know, honestly, I like a good mentor, really, for, you know, some of these young players, especially DeMarco Helms. With what they've done at the safety position, guys, it makes me think that they're actually quite bullish on DeMarco Helms. And you can actually see it. When he got hurt last year, you could see kind of how devastated they were. And, of course, at that point, they turned to Justin Simmons. So I wouldn't rule Justin Simmons out, but I do think that it will be a similar situation to last year for him, where he's not probably going to be signing with a team until pretty late on. And who knows, maybe there could be something that involves Kirk Cousins and, you know, opening up more salary cap in order for that to happen.
Joe, thanks so much for the time today. We'll chat with you, your regular spot, 12:20 on Fridays here on the Midday Show, a week from now. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
And for those of you just tuning in, we won't chat with them. Andy and Randy will chat with them.
Yes, at 11 a.m. on Monday, Andy Bunker will be back in the seat that Abe is in. So no one worry.
Stop DMing.
Andy will be back Monday at 11 next to Randy.
Stop DMing Bunk. That's all he asked for. He also asked for you to come to tonight's watch party, Dudley Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh, you want me to come?
What? The listener, but you can come too.
Oh, I thought you invited me for a second.
When we come back, we certainly will get into some Sports Jeopardy as Squid and myself take part, but also a back page story at the Masters that makes you think it's your local Muni course. We'll let Cajun Bo tell you exactly what that is on the other side. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan version. Hanging out with you on a happy hour Friday. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll get to Sports Jeopardy. Also, back page with Bo, a master story you need to hear to believe. Did you know you can listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on your smart device, Bo?
You can?
You can. Just
tell
ask,
me more.
Just ask that smart device to play 92.9 The Game. Listening to the game just got a whole lot easier, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
So I can say, hey, Siri, play Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't do that on the show.
Or, hey, Alexa, play I'm Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Upset listeners, so I don't do it that way.
Well, if they're
I guess how would they be
on their
on,
app, yeah. they're probably already.
But they might be listening on their radio, and it's connected to Alexa in their car.
My iPad just started doing stuff weird.
Is it listening to 92.9 The Game on a smart device?
It's about to be.
I think that's what it's about to be.
I got the
doing.
Masters playing on it. I'm about to charge it because it's on 12%.
Speaking of the Masters, Justin Rose still holding firm 9-under, but Bryson has picked up the scoring once again. He's now to 7-under, 4-under on the day through 8. And how about Matt McCarty, who out of nowhere has sprung to 4-under through 15. Let me see what he did, because there's no way it's just birdies, birdies, birdies. No, it is. He birdied, 6 of 8. From 6 through 13, he's got 6 different birdies. He bogeyed the first two holes, so it could be even lower. So he's kind of in that discussion, too, but Justin Rose still pacing the group. Scottie Scheffler, 40 minutes away from taking to the course there up at Augusta National.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, I got the same math. 40 minutes, you're right.
Midday math. There you go. Bo Johnson, we have a combo, Masters update and back page. Let's get to it. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram, IG. At Salomon Brothers. Bo?
We've all heard of how nice and pristine the grounds are out at Augusta. No trash on the ground.
Some of us have seen how nice and pristine.
Some of us have.
The rest of us have just heard.
It's a me.
Some of us are just slappy, so we'll probably never make it to Augusta.
Oh, no, no,
I made it to Augusta.
Bo, you're not a slappy.
I've been to Augusta myself. Seen a concert at the baseball stadium. As
well. Well, that's nothing to brag about, being to Augusta. Not the concert, maybe, but Augusta. The
concert was great. The Green Jacket Stadium, it's in minor league baseball park. You got to love minor league baseball.
What concert was it?
Shinedown.
Okay.
Shinedown and Candlebox.
Oh, Candlebox? Yeah. Actually, Shinedown came on one of my playlists the other day.
Shinedown's great, man. Come back here in the fall. So as nice as, you know, the Masters golf course and grounds are, it appears maybe they need a little bit more signage, and I'm sure that they don't want a bunch of signage just muckety-mucking up all over the place and whatnot. But apparently amateur Spaniard golfer and Arizona State Sun Devil Jose Ballester could not find the sign to the restroom, and we've all been guilty of this. He had to do the next best thing. At least it wasn't embarrassing for him.
There's so many people there. How did he think he was going to get away? And not like get away with it, but like the premise of I didn't think anyone would see me with that many people. There's cameras on every inch of that. Not on it, but covering every inch of that course.
The biggest problem I have with this is he did it in the river or the creek or whatever it is.
It was a lake. Yeah.
Why not just
a tree?
Yeah. Like where you're hidden, and I mean, there's this. First off, dude, you're not at your local municipal course, all right? You're literally at one of the few hallowed grounds of golf. I mean, you're at Augusta National, and you're just gonna pull it out in the river? I mean, come on, dude. Like, there's so many things wrong with this, and I kind of like that he's like, no regrets. But then again, maybe be like, yeah, I probably should have thought it through. I kind of regret getting caught. I mean,
look, I'm sure you have too, Bo. Maybe you even, Abe. I've peed on probably 100 golf courses.
Did it last night?
I have never peed in a lake on a golf course. I try to tend to find cover. Not because I would be embarrassed or anything, but just because, you know, nobody wants to look across the golf course and see somebody just peeing in the lake. You
I'm
know?
probably going to get in trouble for saying this. I won't give the hole, but I have a spot on my course where I know that, like, it's a go-to.
Because there's no grass there.
Well, it's got perfect coverage. We were playing in a tournament there, not brown grass, but a different tournament, and my MGA partner got yelled at by some dude. And in my MGA partner's defense, he was basically in the woods, and guy wanted to yell at him, and he's like, "Dude, you can't you could oh, you only know because you saw me walking out." So, anyways, but this is not again. This is Augusta National. Act like it.
Now, do you think now he'll have? So he's an amateur. So I guess maybe next year he won't be eligible to play unless he wins some stuff. Do you think that he'll face like a fine or anything from Augusta? What's the policy here? Do you think they even have one?
I'm sure they've a policy.
Surely they've caught drunken fan peeing somewhere.
Somewhere that has so many policies like they do for this tournament,
right?
They have to have one. I would imagine since you're an amateur, there's a slap on the wrist, like a verbal warning, like a stern talking to. But maybe next time, I mean, if this was like Phil Mickelson or somebody, I would imagine they would be a monetary.
Or college golfers are allowed to get NIL deals, right?
They are now. Yeah, they have to be. Oh, I mean,
porta potty waste management, they're coming right after this guy.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
You'll capitalize on this.
That is a very good call. Where's your local porta potty company at? The best part was he was in an area where they had them. That's what, like,
yeah, there was one right next to him.
Yeah, and if you've ever, and I know you guys haven't, but there are certain holes that you'll see the guys, you'll walk up to, and you'll be like, where? Like, I saw Tiger tee off in this one hole. I'm like, where is Tiger? And you kind of saw him walking through this area, and then you realize there's a building right there. You went to the bathroom.
I bet the portolets or whatever they're called, the shanties, the outhouses over at Augusta are really nice. I bet they're air-conditioned, probably have cushioned seats.
They probably have a guy in there, like an attendant. Yeah, they're probably cleaned after every use. Gotta be.
Real quick before Sports Jeopardy, Justin Rose has just dropped the shot. He's back to 8-under. Bryson hot on the heels, 7-under. And as we mentioned, Max McCarty, Sung JM, 5-under. Bo? Abe?
How do I know you're not cheating over there?
You don't, but...
I got to say Bo or Squid? Or me?
Bo or Squid. Because neither one of them sounds like Abe.
Okay.
So y'all may or may not chime in at the same time. So I had to throw a little wrinkle in here for y'all. Two Florida Gator fans playing Sports Jeopardy on Friday. Why wouldn't I do Florida Gators football Sports Jeopardy?
I already don't like this.
Let's get into See, you're supposed to like it.
We'll see.
Let's see how far you go back. If you go too far back, I'm in trouble.
It's not super far.
Like
maybe
50s.
20 years.
Oh, okay.
Just ring in and say Spurrier every time.
Yeah. Danny Werfel. What?
Who did Florida play against in their bowl game on January 1st, 2008?
Bo
Morgan.
Michigan.
That is correct. Bo Morgan's on the board. Who was Florida's head coach in 2007?
Bo
Morgan.
Urban Meyer.
Another one correct.
Yeah, this isn't going to go well.
What Florida Gator won the Davey O'Brien Award in 1996?
Bo
Morgan.
Danny Werfel.
In 1996.
Just waiting to hear the year.
Also correct.
Didn't get there.
What popular sports drink was developed at the...
Gatorade.
Abe Gordon. Correct answer,
thank goodness
Gatorade.
I didn't get shut out. All I care is about not getting shut out.
Tim Tebow was the first player to win the Heisman Trophy as Abe Gordon.
Sophomore.
That is correct, sir. Abe's climbing back into
you
it. Your score, 3-2, Bo Morgan. In whose honor did Florida retire the number 11?
Bo. Steve Morgan. Spurrier.
Steve Spurrier did, in fact, wear the number 11.
I knew he was going to be one of
the answers.
They
also brought it out of retirement, by the way, for Ben Hanks.
In what year did Florida win their first national? Abe Gordon.
Ooh, 96?
That is correct, sir.
I mean, you didn't know what sport it was. Could have been basketball.
He said football. He said it was going to be football questions.
Oh, okay. My bad.
What Florida Gator was responsible for 83 touchdowns between 2000 and 2002?
Bo Jabbar Gaffney?
Incorrect.
83 touchdowns between, you said, 2000 and 2002. Caldwell?
Incorrect. Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if this was a quarterback.
For me, I thought they were receiving.
Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah,
Rex
yeah.
Grossman.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When you went non-quarterback, I was like, maybe I.
That's I don't know why I went
maybe
non-quarterback.
Maybe I misunderstood the question.
I should have probably waited him for him to finish the question, but or did
my
he?
Gut said quarterback. Then you went. I was like, maybe I'm thinking
yeah,
that was
see,
wrong.
Yeah, see, faked you out. Cost you one.
All right, what Florida Gator surpassed Danny Werfel as the team's passing leader
Abe?
In 2000? Abe,
Chris Leak.
That is correct. We have a tie ball game, gentlemen, 4-4. This one's fun. What is the name of the Florida Gators?
Abe. Albert?
Was that Abe?
Yeah.
Do you know his full name?
Albert T. Gator.
Oh! So, y'all are going to have to be judicial on this one.
I just thought
Albert B. Gator?
Nope, both wrong. So
I just thought you were asking for Albert.
Well, his first name is Albert. It's yeah. Albert E. Gator.
That was pretty close.
Y'all yeah. were both pretty close. Abe, you were the closest, but close only counts in horseshoes. The 2006 Florida Gators set a team record with how many wins? Bo Morgan.
13.
That is correct, sir. Bo Morgan takes the lead. Who did Florida beat in the 2009 BCS championship
Bo.
Game? Bo Morgan.
You got it. Oklahoma.
That is correct. Bo now up by two.
I was there, and I should have gotten credit for Albert. It could have ended there, but I was
well,
betrayed.
Albert E. Gator is the name.
Albert. Bo hey, was going to just say Albert,
stop arguing
too.
Semantics.
You were just going to say Albert,
and I'd have been wrong, too. I would have been wrong.
Had I asked given the question about my school, I would have probably said Mike the Tiger,
Mike the Tiger.
And not just Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why I said Albert the Gator.
I would have given you credit for Albert. That's all right.
I wonder what his middle name is. E something? Edward? Who is Florida's career leader in rushing yards?
Bo.
Abe? Bo Morgan.
Fred Taylor?
Incorrect.
Ooh, that's who I would have gone
Abe
with,
Gordon.
Too. Emmett?
Incorrect. Eric Rett.
Ah, Eric okay. Rett.
Career 41-63.
I was going to go Fred, too.
I thought yeah. Fred. I was going to go. You know what it was? Fred beat his single season record. It had
yeah,
to have been.
I would have gone Fred,
well,
too,
I have so. Some good ones here, and we're not going to get to them. We'll make this the last one. Bo Morgan is currently up by two. Who is Florida's single-season rushing yard record holder?
Bo.
Abe. Bo Morgan.
Fred Taylor?
Incorrect.
What did Fred Taylor get that year in 97?
I mean, I don't know the answer. Emmett?
That is correct.
He still lost.
Score now 6-5. Let's see if you can get this one, Abe, and then into tie. Who is Florida's career leader in receiving
Abe.
Yards? Abe Gordon.
I don't know the answer, but I had to ring in quickly. Let's go with, this is wrong, Kyle Pitts.
Incorrect. Great guess, though.
Chris
like
Doering?
Carlos Alvarez.
Right
there on the tip of your tongue in your winner today is going to be Bo Morgan with
hey!
The upset.
Look who came in here.
I was betrayed by Albert. I think we ended in a tie.
Yeah, Lewisky Myers to celebrate.
I would like to let it be known that I am co-hosting the rest of this show under protest.
I came in your trap and took over your trap, yeah. Abe.
Oh,
that's what
wow.
I did.
We're performing the rest of the show under protest. We have 1 hour left here on the Midday Show, and it's going to be a fun one. We're talking all about Atlanta sports. As you might guess, Braves pick up a big win last night. More coming on that. On the other side, it's Abe and Bo Morgan, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.